Hello.
Good evening. My name is Chris and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions. Now, to begin, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, Florida state legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I am very likely to vote.
Thank you very much. And with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, independent or unaffiliated, or not registered in a party? Or some other
political? I don't feel like I'm registered in a party.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or a two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background?
White.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35? 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65 years old?
56 and 65.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in Osceola County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I would say wrong track.
Thank you. And when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November, and afterwards, please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Bond Referendum for Acquisition and Management of Environmentally Sensitive Recreational and Flood Control Land. And the ballot reads, to acquire, preserve, protect, manage, improve, or restore environmentally significant lands, wildlife habitat, land for flood control, and land for trails and passive recreation, shall Osceola County levy an additional 0.25 mil ad valorem tax and issue bonds payable therefrom in one or more series with an aggregated principal amount not exceeding $70 million, excluding previously authorized indebtedness, and maturing not later than 20 years from issuance, bearing interest not exceeding the maximum legal rate. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
If it was held today, I would vote no.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Is there like a maybe one? Because I think I want to research that a little bit. I'm not sure that I know enough about it. So I said I would vote no right now, but I might change my mind about that.
So how should I record your answer, as probably or definitely?
I would say probably.
Probably, thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner $40 per year for the next 20 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I don't think $40 is that much, so I would vote yes for that.
And would you say is probably vote yes in favor or definitely vote yes in favor?
I would say probably again because I'm not exactly sure.
Okay. Yes, of course. Now, as I mentioned, this proposal would raise about $70 million to conserve environmentally sensitive lands and cost of the average Osceola county, a homeowner about $40 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise less money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $40 million, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $23 per year. Or, I prefer this proposal raise more money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $100 million, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $57 per year. Or, I am fine with the current proposal, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $40 per year. Or, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to conserve environmentally sensitive lands.
I'm going to stick with the $40 a year one.
Thank you. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Osceola County focus on most to help you and your family? Is it controlling growth and development, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, reducing property insurance costs, improving public education and local schools, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitats, protecting water quality and water supply, dealing with inflation and high costs of living, improving the economy and creating jobs, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, or reducing traffic and congestion?
Okay, now, there were a lot of those in there. So
yes.
Do I just have to pick one? I only get one?
The most important.
The most important. I'm going to go with the first one, to control growth, because I think that would help a couple of them.
Thank you. Now, and do you think Osceola County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly,
yes,
or about right?
Stop. It's too fast.
Thank you. Now, if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Osceola Board of County Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on conserving environmentally sensitive lands. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Osceola Board of County Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
There's just been so much growth around me with buildings and stuff, so I don't even know how much land is still available. So I think we need to be very concerned about protecting the land we have. So I'm going to say I don't know that I trust them to do that from what I've seen in the past.
We do have a scale, if that helps. We have a definitely trust, probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust.
I'm going to say probably do not trust.
Thank you. Now, there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. The first one is to improve flood control.
Yes.
And would you say you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. Then we have to acquire open space in areas of high growth.
Yes, I strongly approve.
To acquire and manage environmentally significant land.
I strongly approve.
To protect working farms and ranches.
I strongly approve.
To provide recreational trails for walking, hiking, jogging, bicycling, and horseback riding.
I somewhat approve.
Thank you. Then we have to protect water resources.
I strongly approve.
To protect water quality.
I strongly approve.
And to provide parks and trails.
I would say somewhat approve.
Thank you very much. Now, you will now be given a few statements about this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. After each statement, please indicate if it would make you more or less likely to support the program. If each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. The first one we have is there is a citizens oversight committee that guides the county commission in their decision making.
Yes, I think I strongly approve of that.
And would that make you somewhat more likely or much more likely to support this program?
I think more likely.
Somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. Then we have, there will be a full public disclosure of all project spending.
Much more likely.
Thank you. Then we have, the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Much more likely.
And there will be an annual public audit on how the funds are spent.
Much more likely.
Thank you very much. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but I believe that this is the last section of the survey. So now, you will be given some statements in favor of this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. After each statement, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. The first one is, this proposal is not a new text, rather a continuation of an environmental lands conservation program that nearly 7 in 10 Osceola County residents have previously approved. This program has protected over 3,000 acres of environmentally sensitive land for conservation and public use, like Shingle Creek, Camp Lonesome, and Cherokee Point.
Okay, I think... give me my choices again.
Yes.
I think that's a good way of stating it. I would say somewhat.
Somewhat convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Yes, thank you. Now, outdoor recreation already generates millions of dollars for Osceola County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, support our small businesses and agriculture industries, and create more jobs. Would that be very convincing?
I don't know if that's very convincing because I don't understand how that would work. So I'm going to say not very convincing.
So that would be not too convincing?
Not
at all? Okay. Thank you. The next one is, with land prices rising dramatically and the amount of natural lands dwindling, we must act now to preserve our last remaining natural areas and wildfire habitat for our children and grandchildren before they are lost to development.
I think that's very convincing.
Thank you. Then we have, nothing is more important than having a clean water to drink. By supporting this proposal, we can purchase land to protect drinking water quality by preventing runoff and toxic chemicals from flowing into Osceola County's water supply.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Then we have, Osceola County is one of the fastest growing counties in Florida. By preserving these lands, this proposal would slow the rampant development that is harming quality of life and driving up costs every day for residents.
I'll say somewhat convincing. Is there someone?
Yes, somewhat convincing, yes. The next one is, the changing climate is leading to stronger storms and more frequent flooding that affect our everyday lives. This proposal conserves our forests and wetlands that naturally absorb floodwaters and reduce the risk of flooding to homeowners and local businesses.
Very convincing.
Then we have, preserving natural areas, wildlife habitat, and water resources can play a very important role in preserving our quality of life in Osceola County.
Very convincing.
This proposal will create new parks, trails, and recreational areas for residents to enjoy the outdoors.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. The second to last we have, in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide parks, natural areas, and outdoor recreation programs for children to play outdoors and be physically active.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. And the last one we have, $3.33 per month is a small price to pay to preserve up and protect our water quality and some of the last remaining natural areas in Osceola County.
Very convincing.
Thank you very much. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Now that I heard a little bit about it, I think I would vote yes.
Thank you very much. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Probably voting yes.
Thank you. Now, I guess this is the last section as well. Now, you will now be given some statements against this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. After each statement, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. The first one we have is Osceola County taxpayers are already on the hook for nearly $700 million of debt, and this proposal would increase the county's debt by at least $70 million.
Yeah, that would make me vote no.
And would you say this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing to vote no against this proposal?
Very convincing.
Thank you. Then we have, there are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While open space, trails, and parks are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Then we have, we simply can't trust Osceola County to actually protect these lands. They just allowed part of Split Oak Forest, land that they said would be protected forever, to be used for a new superhighway, which will allow thousands of homes to be built, encouraging new sprawling development. Taxpayers should not be spending millions more on a proposal like this because the county can turn around and allow that land to be used for other purposes.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Then we have, this proposal would give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
Very convincing.
And the last one for this section is, with inflation, high gas prices, and skyrocketing costs, we cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you very much. And for one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I'm thinking now I might vote no.
Thank you very much. And once again, one final time, would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
I'm probably voting no.
Thank you. Now, please complete the following statement in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is?
Trusting people to use the money wisely.
To use the money wisely. Thank you very much. And as you may know, in 1991, Osceola County used state and county funding to permanently protect Split Oak Forest. Recently, the county approved building of a new toll road through a portion of Slick Oak Forest. The project would give 60 acres of land in Split Oak Forest to the Central Florida Expressway Authority to build a new toll road. With whom do you agree more? Do you agree with opponents who say that this project will destroy native wildlife habitat and has been protected for 3 decades and calls into question whether the county can be trusted to protect land set aside for conservation in the future? Or supporters who say this project will help alleviate traffic congestion in Osceola County and make up for the loss of the of part of Split Oak Forest by conserving additional land in exchange for the land released from Split Oak Forest.
I don't know that I... I don't know that I think that that's a good idea, so I don't know that I trust that idea.
Mm-hmm.
To take the, if we've already saved it, to now use it for the roads. My feeling with roads is we keep building them and more people just keep coming, so we have to build more and more and more. So
yes, I understand.
I don't know. There should be a way to keep the land and build the road. But I think I want to keep the land and build the road somewhere else, but I don't know how to say that.
So how should we...
Read my choices again.
Yes. The first one is, do you agree more with the opponents who say this project will destroy native wildlife habitat that has been protected for 3 decades and calls into question whether the county can be trusted to protect land?
I think I'm
going to
go with that one. I'm going to go with the... That one. Yes.
Thank you. And you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, and these are just for classification purposes.
Okay.
Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? For Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you call yourself a liberal, a moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm going to say moderate.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience, ma'am. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. That's okay. I'm going to look into that more now, so you enlighten me a little bit.
That's okay. Great. Glad we could help.
Okay. All right.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.